For weeks now, we have seen the tragic images of people caught in a battle that's been intensifying in Aleppo, Syria. Government and rebel forces have divided that city of more than a million people in half. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is supported by Russia. Some of the rebels are backed by the United States. Talks between the U.S. and Russia about how to bring peace collapsed this week. So that leaves just the fighting on the ground. NPR's Alice Fordham looks at what the two sides are aiming for in the battle.
Aleppo is a key prize in Syria's civil war. For centuries, it's been one of the Arab world's great metropolises. It is, or was, Syria's largest city and its commercial hub. But it's been divided during the civil war. Rebels hold eastern Aleppo. President Assad and his allies have launched an offensive to take it back. I Skype with analyst Jennifer Caffarella with the US-based Institute for the Study of War and ask what the regime's tactics are. She says this battle has been a long time coming.
Pro-regime forces have intended to recapture Aleppo City after large portions of the city and the surrounding countryside fell to opposition forces beginning really in 2012.
She says now Assad's ground forces have been able to advance somewhat because Assad's ally, Russia, has stepped up an air campaign.
The opposition and the civilian population have not actually been able to withstand it.
Hundreds of civilians have died in the last 2 weeks. But probably even with this aerial bombardment, ground forces won't immediately be able to storm the urban terrain held by the rebels. That would require street-to-street fighting against thousands of rebel forces who have had years to dig in, even building tunnels. But the regime has managed to cut off supply lines from Turkey to the rebel area. That means food and medical aid can't get to the opposition enclave, and neither can ammunition. This siege has been in place about a month now. Residents say they fear either that Assad's forces will advance, retake eastern Aleppo, and massacre civilians, or that they will maintain a siege which will, maybe after months or years, force a surrender. So, how are the rebels responding? They've staged some offensives as diversionary tactics, and as Caffarella notes,
they also do seek to break the siege of Aleppo, actually, and ultimately to reopen either the northern or the southern entrance to the city.
NPR reached a commander with one rebel faction who wouldn't give his name because he's not an official spokesman.
The battle to open a path is first, to make a path and break the siege for our people in Aleppo City.
He says it's hard because their allies aren't as committed as the regime's allies. The rebels have long sought anti-aircraft missiles, but the US and other allies have refused to supply them, fearing they would fall into the hands of extremist factions.
Really, if we got anti-aircraft weapons to fight the regime, God willing, it would be defeated.
For him, this is existential. After 5 years of war, this chunk of eastern Aleppo City is the last significant bit of urban territory controlled by rebels. Without holding some of Aleppo City, the rebellion looks much less like a legitimate alternative to Assad and more like a rural insurgency, a far less threatening prospect for the embattled but surviving president. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.